Newsyland Alternative Radio.
Mike Stein. Steve Martin.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 1386 kHz and, of course, 105 FM. And I've got some bad news, I'm afraid. I was supposed to have a special guest with me this evening, but unfortunately he couldn't make it. So we got Mike Stand along instead, and he's going to play some tunes for you. Do you want to say something?
No. What's this music you're playing?
I seem to remember it was your old theme tune.
I recognise this music. God, it's so long. It's been... How long?
27 years, I think.
Oh, give or take.
It's about right. Take it, a couple of hundred. Sorry for the delay, we're trying to set ourselves up here. We were a bit late in arriving. Nothing changes there, I suppose. Right, Mike's here, he's going to settle down, he's going to pick some music, and he'll have a chat with you shortly. We'll carry on for the moment with Jackson Browne, and this is You Love the Thunder.
Yeah. you'll be looking until, oh, there ain't no crying at the top of the hill. Man, you know full well that you'll be looking the steel. Until your head stop and your body is still. Take all the clowns who laugh in the ring. They'll teach you to smile and they'll teach you to sing. But that's all. Well, then it's hard to fall. Think of the ladies you've ever seen. Out of the sun when the summer is green and clear. When you think where you've been. Then you'll be looking until there ain't no crying, no, at the top of the hill. Then you know full well that you'll be looking there still. Until your head stops, your body's still.
Chapman family on the top of the hill. You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, a voice from the past, a voice from 27 years ago, I've just been told. That's how long it is. Mike Stand, along with Stevie Martin, and I've come along to give him a hand tonight. He found me in the gutter about a week ago, dragged me out when I was begging for a coin or two to get a beer, and he dragged me along here. So, we'll play some more music for you. A band that I had some dealings with a few years ago, and they should have been playing last Saturday at the Hotel California. But unfortunately, the drummer was taken into hospital. They'll reschedule the gig for late December or January. We'll tell you about it after this track. They are Marseille.
Rent me. I had this problem too. $2.50. Better by you, better than me. Guess you'll have to tell her how I try to speak the thoughts I've held so long inside. Tell her now I've got to go, fighting the streets and down the shore. Tell her the world's not much for living for. It's better by you, better than me.
Sorry about that. It's absolutely chaotic in here. You can tell Mike stands back on the stage.
I haven't got a clue what's going on. Not a clue.
We haven't got anything lined up, or have we?
Should we talk about Marseille?
Seeing as
we played the track. They were supposed to play the Hotel California last Saturday in Birkenhead. They've got together for two gigs. One was in the Roundhouse down in Camden Town, which they've played already, and the other should have been last Saturday. So for any Marseille fans out there, if you remember them,
Marseille.
We've just played Marseille with Do It the French Way. The French Way is the best.
Talk about Marseille.
Yeah.
The lead singer.
Yeah.
Wasn't he off the kids' telly?
Oh, Neil Buchanan.
That's the geezer.
He's still on kids' TV.
Is he?
Yeah, he's doing something. I don't watch it much.
You do surprise.
Although since I've been home the past couple of weeks, I've watched more TV than I should ever have done. What's his name? Kyle. Oh, God, he's awful.
Oh, yeah. Absolute garbage.
Forget about him. I just watch Bargain Hunt and that's it, really, then. Then it sometimes overlaps. MAR, that's what I'm back on after all these years, and that's what you're listening to. MAR, 105 FM, 1386 AM. And also these days, it's all technical.
Oh, aye, on the internet
as well. We're on Tinternet.
Tinternet, yeah. That's www.mar105.tk. www.mar105.tk.
It's a show amateur. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, you can tell you're back. Right. What do we have lined up next?
Well, we just played Spooky Tooth as well.
In case the listener
wanted to know what that was. Better by you, better than me. I suppose we still have to introduce the music in these technical days. There's not a deck here. There's not a record. There's not a fader. And the only mic stand in the place is me. Good grief, I don't know how I'm going to cope. Carry on. You tell them what's on next. Gabriel, isn't it?
Is it Gabriel? Hopefully, if it plays, yeah.
We're trying a machine here to see
dodgy
if it'll
CD.
Work. Go on.
Go on then.
Hit it.
Go on.
Work all right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can play CDs now. We've got that sussed out.
Right.
We're trying to get these microphone levels sorted out, so hopefully that might be better. It sounds okay. I've just sort of half-inched half a set of headphones here. Everything's in halves in this place. And I can hear through one ear, half of myself, which doesn't sound good. Then again, it would sound worse if I could hear all myself, I suppose. So we'll try again. Hopefully that be clearer for you, and you can hear what we're saying, that you are listening to Peter Gabriel, No Self-Control, which is more
that's,
or less...
That sums us up.
That, it does, doesn't it? It sums us up in three words. No Self-Control. MAR, 105 FM, 1386 AM.
And do you want to do the...
Right. What we'll do now, because I'll test my microphone now, you see.
Sounds good.
Okay. The text number, if you'd like to text us, please text us. I mean, Mike hasn't been on the air on MAR for 100 years, so he really would like to hear from you. The text number is, get your pens ready, 07504-464-678. That's 07504-464-678. And those of you who are listening on the internet, get your emails into us. It's mar@rock.com. mar@rock.com. Where are we? Oh, yes. What have we got next?
I want to know who's throwing out the jungle. Who's watching the jungle?
Oh, yeah. Text us with who's been booted out the jungle.
I don't really give a monkeys, you know. It's just something to talk about, isn't it? What are we playing next?
It's The Killers and a track called...
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
Yeah, The Killers and Are We Human?
Are We Buggery?
We're certainly not in here. That's from the brand new album, which is called Day and Age, I think it is. Is it, Mike?
I know, I haven't got a clue. I don't work in this country anymore. I've lost all track.
That's why that, you know, he's been in Nick for 27 years.
Yeah, and then I came out and was lying in the gutter where you kicked me before you realised who I was.
That is another story. Right, we've got a brand new band that you have probably never heard of. In fact, I'm pretty sure you've never heard of. And Mike is going to tell you a little bit about
it. Well, what they are, basically, you may or may not know if you are a music follower. In Liverpool, every year, they have a thing called the International Pop Overthrow, which is music from America, basically, but Europe. And they play around Matthew Street, all the pubs, the clubs, the cavern. And there's a week of music all day, every day. And one of the best bands this year were called Jeremy. And we'll play you a few tracks of theirs during the evening. This is the first one. It's called I'm Still Waiting.
Yeah. part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know.
The Animals. Are we on? The Animals. We got to get out of this place. Before that, a new track from a new album. The album was called Pop Explosion. It comes from a band called Jeremy, who are actually from Michigan in the US of A. I'll tell you more about those later, because we've got a couple more tracks to play from that brand new CD. It's only available from Birkenhead Centre, from Skeleton Records, of course, as he's the... Yeah, nice advert drop in then. He's the main agent for Jeremy in this country. They'll be back playing in Liverpool again. You're listening, Mr. Weaver. You owe this station a tenner, I've just been told. Cheaper at quarter the price. what was I going to say before I so rudely interrupted there? The band Jeremy will be playing again in the Cavern in Matthew Street late next May of 2009. Okay, hit me with some more of Skeleton's music, shall we? Who should we have? Afraid of Mice? Attempted Mustache, okay.
No Way Out.
No Way Out. We got to get out of this place. No Way Out.
No way out.
Maryland, Alternative Radio.
Right, Lenny Kravitz there, and a track called Again. It wasn't the track we intended to play, but we were too busy gabbing in here. We didn't have a track to play, so we just threw that one on.
And my headphones fell out.
Back to normal.
No, one bit's got a bit of spongy rubber on it, and it stays in. The other ones keeps falling out.
Oh.
It's not a headphone, in fact, it is an earphone.
Right, you are listening to, hopefully, Maryland Alternative Radio 105 FM, 1386 kilohertz. It's Steve Martin and that geezer who used to be Mike Stand. And Mike is picking most of the music tonight, so it's his fault if you don't like it.
Right. Do I care?
Jegsy Dodd, isn't it?
Jegsy Dodd, yeah. We've just had Jeremy, which is a brand new CD, the one I played a few minutes ago. Jeremy, Pop Explosion. This is Jeremy. Jegsy Dodd, his brand new album. It's called Loquacious, which means talkative, something about which you cannot refer to me. And this is one of three tracks we're playing tonight. It's called The Elbow and the R.
jobs.co.uk.
I was a computer software salesman doing 1,000 miles a week in my company car. When I lost my license, badjobs.co.uk sorted me out with a new job on a maggot farm.
I used to work for a fabric designers, driving between London and our nationwide suppliers. When I lost my license, badjobs.co.uk found me a new position. Now I'm a false teeth polisher. All right.
Admired and feared in equal measure. The elbow enjoys no such divided opinion, for the elbow has no hidden secrets. It has no unsightly hair, no sound or smell. It is just an elbow. The arse, on the other hand, has the capacity to make many different exotic noises, ranging from the loud, humorous trump to the hushed, melancholy whisper. The elbow remains forever silent. Between the cheeks of the arse lies the sphincter muscle, which is the control centre for the waste disposal unit. It is one of the most important muscles in the human body and home to an array of quite frightening odours. The elbow, on the other hand, is completely odourless. Our friend the arse is relentlessly connected to toilet humour. In fact, the toilet, as you well know, was invented just to accommodate the arse. Sadly, there are no jokes about elbows. The joint of the arm attracts neither humour nor ridicule. There's a band called Elbow who seem all right, but that's it. The elbow is just all right. Whereas the arse is a magnificent specimen. Shapely women win awards for things like rear of the year on a photograph bending over in a seductive manner, while funky ladies sing catchy tunes celebrating its glory with songs like I See You Baby Shaking That Ass, I See You Baby Shaking That Ass. Obviously, ass is an American bastardization of the correct term, which is the arse. I See You Baby Shaking That Elbow doesn't quite hit the spot, and I don't think the country is quite ready for Elbow of the Year just yet. All in all, they are both very contrasting parts of the most amazing creation, the human body. And yet, it must be said that after all these years, there are still people out there who don't know their arse from their elbow. Mad, isn't it?
Jigsy Dodd. Jigsy Dodd and his group now are called the...
Original Sinners, isn't it?
That's the one. Exactly. I nearly forgot it then. It's good job you were there. I was going to say the Sons of Harry Cross.
Oh, that was a long time.
But they're all grandfathers now, aren't they? Yeah. Jigsy Dodd. Brand new album, Loquacious Times 3. And that's one of the three tracks we'll be playing for you this evening. That's called The Elbow.
And the...
arse.
Are you allowed to say arse?
I don't think so. Okay. Can we say arse?
Yeah, I'll say arse.
We say bum. The bum hole.
No. We wouldn't dream of doing that, would we?
The elbow and the anal sphincter. To be met. Go on, what are we doing next? The Kaiser Chiefs?
Yeah.
Go on then. Let's give it a bit of lively stuff. Hit it.